WGE at 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Arizona House lawmakers approving a measure to repeal the Civil War era abortion law. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is in Phoenix.
Three Republicans joined Democrats to repeal this law. So right now it passed the House. It means it has to go to the Senate next. And keep in mind, here in Arizona, Republicans control both the House and the Senate. So for three Republicans to join Democrats, that is a big deal. That is Matt Gress, Tim Dunn, and Justin Willmuth, all Republican representatives who joined Democrats.
The U.S. Supreme Court today heard arguments over Idaho's strict abortion law and whether doctors are required under a federal rule to perform emergency abortions when the mother's health is in danger. In New York, GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson visited Columbia University and condemned the pro-Palestinian protests and anti-Semitism on campus, raising safety concerns for Jewish students. He called for Columbia's president to resign. Protests over the Israel-Hamas war have spread to other college campuses. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin schools are turning to restraints and seclusion for discipline less often. The Department of Public Instruction says cases were down about 8% last school year. Tim Pirenboom is a DPI psychologist.
It's only supposed to be used as a last resort when the student's behavior presents a clear, present, imminent risk to physical safety.
The report says most schools reported zero cases last school year. High school athletes in Wisconsin will not get name, image, and likeness opportunities this year. A proposed amendment to the WIAA Constitution failed at a meeting of the governing body Wednesday. Executive Director Stephanie Hauser predicts the discussion is just starting. 31 states allow NIL deals for high schoolers, including Minnesota and Illinois. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. UW-Platteville is moving out. The university notified the Richland County Board yesterday that after careful consideration and despite tremendous efforts expended by Richland County and the universities of Wisconsin over these past many months, UW-Platteville will completely vacate the Richland County campus by July 1, 2024. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch responded, Richland County is dismayed and disheartened to share the correspondence received from the universities of Wisconsin today. Despite ongoing attempts to negotiate a mutually agreeable end to our partnership, the universities of Wisconsin has made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the Richland County campus by July 1st. The County Board of Supervisors will consult further with partners and council to determine and evaluate all available options going forward. If you have questions regarding these developments, call County Administrator Candace Pesch at 608-649-3001.
The Brewers lose again to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Their crew could not get on base, losing 2-1 in Pittsburgh. Pat Murphy was pleased by the debut of right-hander Tobias Myers, even though the first batter he faced, Andrew McCutchen, hit a home run.
I think sometimes getting punched early is probably a good thing, to be quite honest with you. I think that said it all, what he did the next, 15 outs.
NBA, the Bucks lost at home to the Pacers, 125-108. Milwaukee pulled within 4 points, then fell behind by 20 in the final period. Chris Middleton.
Siakam made some tough plays. Turner hit some shots. But I think for the most part, their pace after I missed shots just, killed us tonight.
Game 3 is Friday at 4 p.m. in Indy. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh, but mentioned this after the game.
My little brother in the stands the other day was, called the N-word. I didn't sit right with anybody in our, in our family.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight to a low around 30. For tomorrow, more sunshine with a few clouds in the afternoon and warmer. Highs to the low 60s. Then rain rolls into the area tomorrow night and Friday, becoming breezy as well. Highs upper 50s. And more showers and storms around for the weekend and cooler. It's 55 right now.
You work hard for what you have and rely on your You work hard for what you have and rely on your income to provide for your family. But what happens if you're unable to work due to illness or injury? Hi, this is Ryan at State Farm and Richland Center. With a disability policy, you receive monthly benefits that will help pay your basic monthly expenses, such as the rent, mortgage, utilities, groceries, or other bills. Let's talk about putting a plan in place now that can help protect your income, your way of life, your financial future. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our